Tonight, we are taking a trip to California.
Ooh.
Napa Valley, to be exact, for some tasty treats to whet your palate.
I'm excited. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, joins us now live with our Wine of the Week. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Hillary. Hello, Sean.
Hello.
Back from Napa.
Yeah, I just flew in last night, and boy, are my arms tired. My tongue is tired. Everything's tired.
So tell us what you found.
I found paradise.
Yeah, braggart.
It was a fabulous trip, and I tasted some wonderful wines. Got to tell you, not all the wine. I tasted everything from $15 up to $500. We're not going to talk about those, but you know there are some really good values out there. Now I've got to skew you a little bit in terms of value because I've seen the prices in Napa Valley creep up $75, $80, $90. You can still get some pretty good stuff, good juice. In the $20 to $30 to $40, $50 range. So let's talk about some of those.
Well, let's talk about a Sauvignon Blanc that comes from a label that you turned me on to during our things, the Neal family.
The 2009 Neal family Sauvignon Blanc. This lights up my world. It's 100% organically grown grapes, which is really catching on out there in Napa Valley. But the first thing you notice about this wine is the floral bouquet of acacia flowers, and there's this tiny hint of ripe mango fruit in it. But wow, when it hits your tongue, it's heaven. Juicy mouthfeel, exudes bright tropical fruits, includes guava, mango, papaya, and finishes with this pop of grapefruit at the end. Just $18. Organic, remarkable, wonderful.
Ooh, I'm looking for that. Now, you can't be in Napa and not encounter some fine Chardonnay.
Now, this one kind of blew me away. I am not a big fan of Napa-grown grapes for Chardonnay, and I learned my lesson. I was wonderfully surprised at the 2008 Signorello Chardonnay. It is stunning. It's a lesson in New Age California Chardonnay. The fruit is grown, managed, and harvested from old-age vines right on site, and I think this kind of control really does help produce a wine with a nose of creamy pear, orange blossom, touch of roasted nuts, and then in the mouth it had this green apple and tropical fruit, and just a lovely hint of baked pear and butterscotch on the delightful finish. I had it with seared sea scallops, and I'm still dreaming about this. $42 for a fabulous Chardonnay.
Okay, well, what other reds have caught your fancy during this trip?
That's a tough one. I had some really great ones, but I think I'm probably going to go with the 2006 Bennett Lane Winery Red Maximus. Now, they call it a red feasting wine. It's easy to see why. It's a blend of Cabernet, Merlot, Syrah, and Malbec. But it opens with aromas of blackberry and violets, and I'm not making this up, at least this is what I got out of it, chocolate-covered cherries. And the wine in the mouth, it goes to dark berries, mocha, ripe cherry fruit, elegant, velvety, and just long and beautiful. Pairs with practically everything, $35.
Holy camoli, Scott. That's wonderful. Any last one you want to hit us with in the last 20 seconds?
Last 20 seconds? Let's talk about the 2009 Bien Nacido Pinot Noir. Now, this is actually from Toomey Cellars, which is the sibling of Silver Oak. Beautiful Pinot Noir, great fruit. I would just say that it's got this wild raspberry, lush ripe berries, undercurrents of red, violets. Oh, graceful, graceful, graceful. Beautiful acidity, $50. A little on the pricey side, but worth it.
All right. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.